The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
Ain't not making any whiskey and not making any smoke up here, but the country folks can survive. And here's one of them, your host, James Kelso, at the Trump Phenomenon on March 19th, 2019. And having a good old time, just enjoying the mastery of Donald John Trump and what he's doing for all of us. He's changing your life and mine, all of us, for the better. He's been doing it for a solid. He started changing our lives for the better when he started running on June 16th, 2015. It was a week after my birthday. Or so, my 70th birthday, and here in the golden years, the best things in my life are happening now, and for my little 7 year old, the best things are happening for him. That's why I'm really happy about Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I could probably tough it out, and you know. Hang on, you know, as we're dragged across the rocks and pounded on the reef of Hillary Clinton. I could probably survive that myself. But what's unbearable is the thought of my children having to endure a world like that run by those people. So and that's where Donald Trump is really making a difference. He's and, you know, he's in the same boat. He's no spring chicken himself. What is his worry, you know, about the future, the next? Let's project a really great longevity for Donald Trump. The next 20 years of his life? No, he's not worried about that. He's got it made in the shade. He's worried about his descendants and yours. Anyway, another great 24 hours of the Trump era and Trump having done this now ever since. He was changing our life just as a candidate. He was changing the whole game, the nature of everything. He was changing what you can say and what you can't say. And boy, is that big. I was thinking of, you know, titles for books and so on that. You can't say that. That's a good title for a book, somebody out there. You can't say that. That's the world that we were in. There were so many things that we couldn't say. And I like to say BT and AT, before Trump and after Trump. Of course, now we're in that interesting phase during Trump, DT. BT, there were so many things that you, neither you nor I could say. And we were getting way too used to that. So he blew the doors off of what you can and can't say, standing up there on those. Remember all those dozens of debates where he was center stage from debate number one? I think, was it debate number one where Donald Trump took the center podium? Because those were the rules the Republican National Committee had set to the debates, is that the person leading would be in the center on the stage. And he never left that center spot. And he was changing. Oh, there were so many beautiful things that he said, you know, on that national stage that you're just not allowed to say. And it's never stopped since then. Today... Well, let's open the show here with an observation. I would have to say my favorite place. I mean, Donald Trump's tweets, I don't like Twitter any more than you do or any of the social media. Donald Trump doesn't like the social media, but that's the That's what we have to work with, this social network crowd of left-wingers. And that is, by the way, one of the current battles that Donald Trump is waging on your behalf. He's battling Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Google and YouTube, and some of those are owned by each other. So there aren't that, you know, it's a monopoly, it's a cabal, it's a you know, it's a team of left wingers against whom we battle. But Donald Trump has to he manages to get his message out through, amazingly enough, Twitter. Let me hit my refresh button here, see if we get one of those incredible experiences where we get a tweet that's 2 minutes old. There is a tweet from 33 minutes ago. The president retweeted his son, Donald Jr., who is doing fabulous work on stopping, fighting tech censorship. Then 2 hours ago, Donald Trump, you know, this is fabulous. He's watching Jesse Waters, who is the MC of The Five on Fox. And I watched that show. And lo and behold, watching it with me was Donald Trump. That's kind of neat. Isn't that kind of nice? You feel, doesn't it make you feel kind of like, wow, you know, I'm doing exactly the same thing as the most powerful man in the world. he's watching Fox while you were watching Fox. There's a good chance, folks, especially if you're watching the best shows, if you're watching Carlson or Hannity or Ingram or Jeanine Pirro or Mark Levin, Donald Trump is probably, well, is very likely to be watching with you. Kind of a neat feeling. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it's kind of a neat thing. Anyway, strong evidence of that is presented by the president's tweets today, because he puts up, and he's really good at this, he puts up a link to Jesse Waters' video. And then, and I'll go comment on that in just a second, then two tweets earlier, he's got a link to the Sean Hannity show. And he has a comment there. I'll share that with you. Then I go back a little further. He's got a link to a Tucker Carlson show. And I'm looking at Tucker Carlson. It's talking to me on the screen. I got the volume turned down. But then he's got a link to another show. I'm not sure which one it is. But so here's a whole lineup of Fox shows. Here's Mark Levin. A tweet there, his interview, his great interview with Bill Bennett, former Secretary of Education. And what else was he? He was also, was he chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities? Was that a position he held? And a great admirer of Donald Trump. Here's Maria Bartiromo, tweeted by the president. I mean, come on, folks. This is strong stuff. I'm going down here. This is like a who's who. He's watching Maria Bartiromo. Boy, is she good. I don't mention her enough. And then there we go. Let's see if I can find another one here. He gets them all. And that's a heck of a day. So the president, and you know, as important a man as he is, as powerful he is there anyone more powerful in the universe? Jeff Bezos is not as powerful as Donald Trump, the richest man in the universe, Jeff Bezos. And boy, does he have problems right now. let's go there for just a second, lest I forget. Jeff Bezos. That's a lot of power when you've got, I don't know, what does he have, $160 billion? And what has he managed to do with it? First of all, he manages to get himself into a divorce with his wonderful wife of 25 years and the mother of his, correct me if any of my facts are wrong, folks, three children, I believe. He runs off and has an affair with a mistress, blows apart his marriage to the mother of his children. very wise man here. Very, boy, this is powerful thinking on his part. $160 billion. Remember, he lives in Washington, which is a, what do they call a state where you share your increase in wealth with your wife 50-50? Somebody help me with that term. Anyway, that's the law in the state of Washington. So Mrs. Bezos, she stands to all, by the way, all of Jeff Bezos's money, all of it was made while he was married to his current wife that he's dumping. What a dope. And she's prettier than his current girlfriend and a lot prettier. And, who is not the mother of his children. She's the mother of somebody else's kids. But now it gets better. Talk about train wrecks on the left. So now it turns out that we now start to see pictures of Bezos's private parts on the internet. And these are selfies. These are pictures he took of himself. I mean, shades of Anthony Weiner. But then now keeps getting better, as Paul Harvey would say, and now the rest of the story keeps getting better. So then the left-wing media springs, you know, reflexively springs to the defense of their hero Jeff Bezos, suck right up to that mountain of money, and Jeff Bezos. Oh, Donald Trump is trying to destroy Jeff Bezos. Oh, the right wing is hacking into Jeff Bezos's account. They hacked into his most intimate private emails with his girlfriend. All these nasty, nasty people. They must be working with the Russians on that. No punishment would be great enough for people that would invade the privacy of poor Jeff Bezos. On and on and on. All of the left-wing network, all the Joe Scarboroughs and Chris Cuomo's, all of these people, Don Lemon, every one of them, they're fulminating about us evil right-wingers who must have done some bad thing to Jeff Bezos didn't do the bad thing to himself. He did, this is not a case of self-abuse by Jeff Bezos. Who was the photographer on those selfies? It must have been Jeff Bezos. again, a la shades of Anthony Weiner. But then we learn the truth. What's the truth of the story? The truth of the story is that the brother, how did the selfies of Bezos get out? Was it the Russians? Was it Donald Trump in collusion with the Russians? Was it the right wingers? Was it the white supremacists? I like the people who pronounce that wrong too, who say white supremacists. Was it them? No, it turns out it was the brother of Jeff Bezos's girlfriend who sold the pictures to the tabloids for, I don't know what, like 200 grand or something like that. You know, pin money for Jeff Bezos. Anyway, it's the brother of his girlfriend. Yeah, you know, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway, well, let's get on to some bigger stories. But, you know, Jeff Bezos is a big story. He owns the Washington Post. He could buy any media outlet he wants and eat it for lunch. That's too much power, boys and girls. And now these media that he gobbles up and that other people own, like Google and Facebook and so on, they are censoring us right-wingers left and right. Mostly right. And they are, this is wrong, and it's really serious, and it's got to be fixed. We cannot have left-wingers who have a stranglehold on our ability to communicate. So a fix has to be found for that, and I won't prescribe the fix right now myself here. I have to think about it. Like you, I have to think about it. But no, we cannot have a situation in which a handful of left-wingers collude with each other to keep your views in mind in the memory hole. There's another good title, In the Memory Hole. All right, let's open the phone boards. I didn't give you the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And the callers are already arriving here before I even give out the number. Ken is there in Fort Worth. Hi, Ken. Hang on. Stay tuned. We'll get to you in a moment. And George in Texas will get to the calls. Let me just see if I can't find one more thing to put into the conversation here. Yes, let me give you the president's comments. He put all these Fox people on there. And remember, this is a point that's come up now this week, that Fox is the only huge media outlet that has any patriot views on it. And it does appear, you know, we could all wish that that were the result of like a real right-winger patriot who owns Fox, because I believe it's a privately held corporation. It's not, I don't think they're even selling stock in it. So somebody's making a lot of money on Fox, and they're making that money because of you. You're making the money. Whoever the Murdochs who whoever else owns Fox, that private money is making a lot. You are making them. Donald Trump is making them a lot of money. The whole success, the entire success of Fox right now is due to Donald Trump. Period. End of story. They have covered Donald Trump favorably, and the result is we, the public, love it. And we watch Fox as a result. Donald Trump should be getting, if he were actually paid, which he doesn't want, but if he were actually paid for the benefit that he is delivering to the owners of Fox, that his paycheck would have, how many zeros are the billions? Nine zeros? He'd have nine zeros on his paycheck. But he'll settle just for the good he's doing for our country and our future. Now, but what kind of gratitude do the owners of Fox give in return? Oh, they threatened to fire Jeanine Pirro. Hey, thanks a lot, dope heads. I love a term that our new senator from Louisiana, Senator John Kennedy, this guy has great prose. And you know, he's an older guy. He dredges up words that you haven't heard for a long time. They're really good words. We need to get them back into circulation. John Kennedy called some of these left wingers, that want to, free college for everyone, free medical for everyone, free everything, free income, no cars, no planes, no guns. He has a great word for them. I love it. Chuckleheads. What is the etymology of that word? I've got to write a note to myself. Look up chuckleheads. Who came up with that word? It's so, I don't know why, it's so beautiful. Chuckleheads. Anyway, so Donald Trump comments on these great shows. He says this on the Jesse Waters show. He says, "Thank you, Jesse Waters. Could not have said it any better myself." Okay, then he he shows us and he gives you the link so you can, if you read up, if you follow your president and follow his Twitter account, he gives you, he's like your programming director. He's giving you a schedule of shows that you can listen to. Click on his link, and he's giving you the best of the best. I mean, this is amazing. We'll ring the Liberty Bell right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, what's going down, folks? I'll tell you what's going down. Pat Buchanan knows. Let's connect what we've been talking about so far, the chuckleheads of the left, with Pat Buchanan's column here, his column of March 12th. Boy, is this brilliant. The title is How Middle America is to be Dispossessed. That word dispossessed is one really, really put into coinage and use by Wilmot Robertson, my 10th cousin, by the way, Wilmot Robertson, that's a pen name, but he actually is my blood cousin, and I did a lot to put his magazine, Inspiration, to put it online. In fact, I am the guy that put it online, the whole darn thing. But anyway, so I love that word dispossessed. How are we going to be dispossessed? Well, you know, you go down to the middle of the column, and Pat Buchanan says it in four words: California, here we come. And I don't know if I'll be able to pack this into our brief show together here, but let me read some of this to you, because Pat Buchanan's got it here. And this is, well, he, boy, this is this eloquent. In all but one of the last seven presidential elections, Republicans lost the popular vote. George Bush and Donald Trump won only by capturing, George W. Bush, narrow majorities in the Electoral College. Hence, the grand strategy of the left to enlarge and alter the U.S. electorate so as to put victory as far out of reach for national Republicans as it is today for California Republicans, and to convert the GOP into America's permanent minority party. And this is what's afoot, folks. And the really bad news is the odds are they're going to achieve this. That's why I said the other day we're screwed. But screwed or not, Donald Trump has started a movement which he leads now, and that is what we must rely upon. Even if we become the permanent minority party, we have to have a strategy as a permanent minority. And we need guys like Pat Buchanan and Donald Trump to lead us. In the Golden State, Democrats, so let us count the ways, folks. Back to Pat Buchanan's column. In the Golden State, Democrats control the governor's chair, every elective state office, both U.S. Senate seats, 46 of 53 U.S. House seats, and three-fourths of each house of the state legislature in Sacramento. How does the left expect to permanently dispossess middle America? Oh, he says, let us count the ways. In 2018, over 60% of Floridians voted to expand the electorate by restoring voting rights to 1.5 million ex-cons, all of Florida's felons, excepting those convicted of sex crimes and murder. Florida gave Bush his razor-thin victory over Al Gore. Should Trump lose Florida in 2020, he is a one-term president. If the GOP loses Florida indefinitely, the presidency is probably out of reach indefinitely. And that's another word for forever. Forever, folks. Your lifetime, your children's and grandchildren's lifetimes. Forever, that's a long time. Florida's Amendment 4, which did that, is thus a great leap forward in the direction in which the Republic is being taken. Governor Terry McAuliffe of the swing state of Virginia restored voting rights to 156,000 felons by executive order in 2016, calling it his proudest achievement. In California and Oregon, moves are afoot to reduce the voting age to 17 or 16. Understandable, as high schoolers are more enthusiastic about socialism. There's a reason insurance companies charge four times the rate to insure a 16-year-old as an adult. Last week, a bold attempt was made by House Democrats to lower the U.S. voting age to 16. It failed this time. Let me go down here. Let me just briefly give you the executive summary. Here's what the demon rats are doing. Every possible way to turn us into a permanent minority. Get the voting down to 16 years of age. Why not 13? Okay, 16. It's real. This can happen, folks. Get voting rights for all felons. Get voting rights for all illegals. They're doing it. It's happening. They're voting right now. Motor voter registration. Everybody that gets make it a right to have a requirement that you have a driver's license, even if you're an illegal. And then with your driver's license comes your voter registration, your voter notification, so the Democrats can reach you on election day. No electoral college. So that protection dismantled. We're so close to that. And then pack the Supreme Court? All right, so.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when
gets good, doesn't it?
Men started crying.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll go to Ken in Fort Worth right after this break.
Their last. John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Hey, we're back, folks. And listen to Pat Buchanan here. The only thing wrong with Pat Buchanan is he's not young enough. Boy, we need him to be around for another 100 years. And he writes this. He writes, where are you, Pat? Okay, how middle America is going to get screwed or dispossessed. He says, well, let me go right to the end, cut to the chase. At the end of it, he says, if one day, not far off, as seems probable, tax consumers achieve a permanent hegemony over the nation's taxpayers and begin to impose an equality of result that freedom rarely delivers, the question of who should choose the nation's rulers will be tabled anew. Now, that's prose worthy of Thomas Jefferson. That is beautiful language. And, of course, he's not just talking about tax consumers and taxpayers. He's also talking about every other dimension of that. For instance, if Europeans, if non-Europeans achieve a permanent hegemony over Europeans, It's another way of saying the same thing, just a little less prettified. We do not select NFL coaches or corporate executives or college professors or generals or admirals by plebiscite. What is the empirical evidence that this is the best way to choose a president or commander-in-chief or congressman, senator, etc.? Peoples are wondering that the world over, as our democracy does not appear to be an especially attractive stock. Boy, let that sink in. Now, Pat Buchanan has been saying this for, the entirety of the Trump administration. He's talking about the fact that, here he quotes my 15th cousin, James Madison. Madison wrote in Federalist Number 10, "Democracies have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths." Speaking of Thomas Jefferson, I forget which cousin he is, a lifelong believer in a natural aristocracy among men was contemptuous, wrote Jefferson. "A democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. John Adams, now we're really getting into the Federalist Papers here. John Adams was not optimistic about such a political system. Quote, "Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." Now, these are powerful thinkers, folks. John Adams is a cousin also, closer than James Madison. And was it John Jay among the Federalist Paper authors who said, the reason we have a country, the reason it works is because we're a common people. We have a common language and, obviously race. We're one people. We can get along with each other. That's why we're governable and why the Constitution can work. Without that, it can't. And you put democracy, you could kind of get away with it with a homogeneous and harmonious people. But you get into a situation where it's your vote against Ocasio-Cortez's gang of jihadists, and no, it's not going to work. So, and Buchanan keeps asking that question, and see, what Buchanan's asking about is Plan B. What you and I and all of us, we grew up, thinking naively as children, especially those of us that are older, that this wonderful system that worked so well in our childhood, that it could go on forever, and that there's no mortal threat to it. Well, we were wrong. The immigration invasion has been that mortal threat. It's destroyed Plan A, which was the America we remember, and now we have to come around to Plan B. And Buchanan is not telling us what Plan B is. Why? Because he doesn't know. None of us do. But what Buchanan is doing, look at his phrase, peoples are wondering that the world over. What peoples are wondering? The Thais, the Sinhalese, the Igbo people? No, they're not wondering about that at all. They're enjoying the whole party. Peoples are the Hungarian peoples, the Austrian, the Czech, the Slovak, the Norwegian, the Scottish, the Welsh. Those peoples are wondering, hey, is this working? I like that question. You ask somebody who's got a real loser of an idea, how's that working out for you? Hey, it's not working out for us, folks. So we Plan B looms, and we must survive. That's not optional. What do they say? Failure is not an option here. So we must survive. And democracy doesn't look like it offers us the avenue by which we can survive. Or at least there's got to be, there has to be something whose first principle is not, let's take a poll. The first principle has got to be, we will survive. Anyway, let's take some calls here. Patiently waiting, Ken in Fort Worth. You're on the air, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, my sister and him are the same age, and I know they watch Ding Dong School together. They had to watch at the same time. Hey, 82,000 federal indictments out there.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I'll tell you, Ken, you got to say it. Are you an old guy like me?
I think you're young guy.
Okay. But, you know, I'll tell you what.
I should be 80, but I was sick for 2 years.
Okay. Well, you know what, Ken? I mean, here it is. You know, I'm 70, and it's really, you know, what you and I experienced when we were in our 20s and 30s is like boring compared to what's going on now. I mean, things are humming and a popping, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's because the people are waking up.
Yeah, every day is just. I mean, I run to my computer. I log in to see what's going on, and it's amazing. And folks, those younger people that maybe you're used to this and you think this is the way the world has always been. No, when Ken and I were little kids or, you know, young men and so on, no, not much happened in any given day. And we stupidly thought, you know, everything would just cruise ahead. We both grew up in a world, Ken's world and mine, when we were kids. You can confirm this, Ken. America was 90% white, correct?
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, it was.
Hey,
go ahead.
I got something for you. You know, I was talking about Sherman Skolnick the other night. He was the only reporter to report that Daddy Bush and Hussein split billions of dollars of Persian oil kickbacks. That was in a Spotlight newspaper years ago. And if you get a chance, go to the Spotlight newspaper archives. There's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And he's got a book called Head of the Parade. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, no, but you raised an interesting point, Ken. Things have gotten so exciting. So fast-paced, like you mentioned an interesting research question. I myself put up an archive of all the thousands of pages of Inspiration magazine. I'll tell you what, you can't keep up with just what's going on every day, right now. You can't keep up. So the luxury that you and I had as younger men of spending time researching and looking up history and so on, it's gotten. Unfortunately, you can't do that. You can't. A radio show that's 1 week old is stale. Things are changing so fast. It's amazing. And, you know, what I can promise you is that tomorrow, you and I will meet up here tomorrow and on the radio, and a whole slew of things will have happened that you and I don't anticipate right now. We will be surprised. This is now guaranteed. This is the age of Trump. Go ahead.
It takes me an hour to read Rince headlines.
Yeah, that's right. So, and that's one of the things.
It's still deep.
Yes, it is.
It goes down, but it's got a lot of stuff on there.
Yes, and that's one thing that we, as patriots, can, you and I, part of our obligation. You know, people need to cut me off. I cut people off because the people need, you got to give them a power packed, punchy, what happened today? And you got to start at the top with an executive, just like a powerful man like Donald Trump. I assure you that every morning a folder is laid on his in the middle of his desk, and it's a summary, starting with the most important. What happened since you put your head down on the pillow last night, Mr. President? What's happened since this moment right now? And because he's got to know what's going on. He's got to have the news right there. And it's interesting to know that man with that huge burden on him and that the pressure. Can you imagine the pressure? The future of the world is in his hands. And what is he doing? What does he do? He has decided the best way to punch through the media blockade, the information barrier, is to watch Fox, to watch Carlson, to watch Ingram and Jeanine Pirro. And they're out there. What is Carlson doing every day? He's busting his ass to give you the essence of what happened in the last 24 yeah. hours. It's yeah. really, and that's journalism. That's that is the being a good newsman and really doing the job, which all of these prostitutes, of course, do not do. The Chris, I love to use Chris Cuomo because just something about his face. But these people, they're prostitutes. They are not journalists. They are hacks.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm going to jump off and let somebody else. I'll talk to you.
All right, Ken. Thank you, buddy, as always. And, you know, you can kind of hear that, you can hear that seasoned voice there with Ken in Fort Worth. Let's go to another seasoned voice, I think. George, I've asked you before and I've forgotten, but are you an older guy like me?
Nah, I'm in my early 50s.
Yeah, you're a child. You're a child. You're
But I was around for Ronald Reagan, and I even posted on Facebook. I said, if I were 16 years old and allowed to vote, I would vote for Mondale. Thank God Reagan won.
Yeah. But you know, I'll tell you, and I wish Reagan were alive today because it would be really interesting to listen and see what would Ronald Reagan's reaction to all of this be. And I actually, you know, I haven't seen her in an age and so on, but I actually knew Patty Reagan, Ronald Reagan's daughter. And it would be interesting to see what – I think Reagan would say the same thing that I was just saying with Ken, which is that he'd be a really old guy now. How old would Reagan be now? He'd be in his hundreds. But he would say the same thing. He'd say, man, things are smoking now. You know, you can't even use this is you get dizzy trying to keep up with this. And so a really important thing is that you've got to have somebody who grasps what happened in the last 24 hours. It's really important. And then this you also have to have somebody that say what was the most important thing this week, this month, this year. What's the most important factor thing about the Trump administration? And that's the argument I'm having currently right now with I use Ann Coulter as my you know sort of like faux protagonist, you know, antagonist. She's a great writer and a great thinker, but she's having her doubts about Donald Trump. I'm not. So my 2-year summary of Donald Trump is real deal. But now I'm scared. Listen, I'm scared, George, because you just heard Pat Buchanan say, if Donald Trump loses Florida in 2020, that's it. He can't win.
You know, the thing is, I think this next election, it's going to be the we the people that's going to have to secure it. Because I can tell you, we can't trust government to do nothing right. I'll tell you that right now. You can't trust them to count the votes.
Oh, yeah. Think of this, George. Just think of this. I didn't realize there were this many. 1.5 million felons in Florida. I gotta see it. Is Pat right about that? 1.5 million. In any event, it's a huge number. And remember that George W. Bush election where it got down to like a couple hundred votes, and it went to the Supreme Court, and then Donald Trump carried Florida not by much. So could a couple hundred thousand felons, what way are felons going to ex-cons and felons? They're going to vote demon rat. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing, I'm just hoping that not many felons participate. But, you know,
but Nancy Pelosi has an answer to that in her these people are deviously, you know, smart. So what they have is with a voter registration, Nancy Pelosi is also in a recent 700-page bill that she authored. This is one snake-like woman. She wants the election day to be declared a national holiday. This addresses your question. Maybe they won't vote. Nancy Pelosi is going to make sure they have a ride to the polls. She'd like to make a requirement that they vote. She's going to make voting on a national holiday. So this used to be one of our defenses. This goes, by the way, going back to my cousins and our founders like Madison and Adams and Washington. In their day, you had to be a property owner to vote. So only the most responsible people in the community voted. And, you know, there were other restrictions, too. I mean, I don't want to dwell on this, but it was only men. And that's been true in all of the history of our people for thousands of years. We dispensed with that. So, you know, the ladies came on board. But it was only propertied men. And by the way, one of the things that, but she's going to make it a national holiday. You will have the criminals voting. We'll have the illegals voting. The illegals already vote. They're already voting. This is a. George, this is how the Patriots are going to be crowded out by the left. It looks like it's working. We'll be right
back.
It
ain't going to work. I'll say that right now.
I hope you're right, brother. I hope you're right. Let's come back after the break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick.
Hey, we're back, folks.
Tired of being sick and tired.
Yes, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Refreshing things that have occurred today. President Trump met with the Brazilian President Bolsonaro, who is a patriotic. He's a Trumpian figure. And he said that he was proud to hear Brazilian President Bolsonaro challenging fake news. So, and Bolsonaro has been called the Brazilian Trump. So it was great that those two men met today. This mean, by the way, think about it, being Donald Trump, this must mean a lot to him. On these moments when he gets to meet with people like Viktor Orban or Bolsonaro or Matteo Salvini and other patriots, and he hasn't met with a bunch of them. He has a bunch that he's met and a bunch yet to meet. It must be very encouraging to the president to have that backup. Let's look at for some other another good story here. Union workers associated with the Lordstown General Motors plant that GM President Mary Barra has decided to close. They are standing with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has proclaimed, very importantly, that social media bias is very dangerous and must be investigated. Very good. Let's see. Well, the let's look at what the top stories are right now. The let's hit the top here. Here is the top story. Donald Trump should impose auto tariffs to stop China from decimating the U.S. auto industry. I like that. Donald Trump has used tariffs very strategically, very, very well. And, well, let's go back to our caller here. George in Texas. George, are you still there?
Yeah. You know, I think we should I think a bunch of citizens should try to bring this into court because there's a little provision in the Texas Constitution. Yeah, it talks about no retarded people voting, but there's a little thing, too, that people are prohibiting in voting. That is getting benevolence payments from the state. That means welfare. And personally, I think if you're on welfare and you're not working, you should not be voting, period. I'm not talking Social Security or Veterans Pension. I'm saying if you're living off the public trough, you shouldn't be voting, period.
Well, yes, exactly. You should not be voting on what you get to do with other people's money. That's correct. You know, something just occurred to me. We're going to run out of time here, George, but something occurred to me, and I'll forget it if I don't mention it. Sorry for the scattered nature of my mind, folks. Donald Trump right now, another piece of encouraging news, he is finding money in the defense budget that can be moved legally to the building of a fence to defend our nation. And it just occurred to me, that's defense. Kind of using ghetto slang there. Hey, defense. Use the defense money to build defense. And there are billions there. Good move, Mr. President. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Thanks, George.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.